So much. I would also encourage to attend or at least to watch that shiur tomorrow night. I plan to do so. It should be very exciting. Looking forward to hearing what everyone has to say. So thank you to Rosh Shabtai for putting everything together this year, that year, and all the other wonderful things that you do down there in BRS. Okay, so someone last week requested a topic, a good topic, about the responsibility, the halachas related to Levim washing the hands of the Kohanim. Something very dear to me, as I'm a Levi. So these halachas are very relevant to me and many others as well. If you have any other suggested topics within the world of Kohanim, Birchas Kohanim, you could send me an email, you could put it on the chat now, and I'll try to accommodate because there are many, many more halachas we have to discuss. If you want to move on to a different topic, I'm happy. I'm always thinking about what else to do. So let's see where it goes. If we continue or we move to a different topic. So I'm going to start off with a story, actually. One time, a few years ago, I went to wash the hands of the Kohanim on one of the Yom Tovim, I don't remember which one, and the individual who davens in the shul says, where I come from, the Kohanim wash their own hands. Okay, so I asked what he meant by that. So he told me that his family comes from an island called Jerba, and there, the Masorah is that there are no Levim that live in this island, only Kohanim. And the tradition that they have is they date back to the times of Bayis Sheni and times of Ezra. And when Ezra wanted to bring everybody back to Eretz Yisrael to build the base of Mikdash, they refused to come back from this island. And as a result, tradition has it that Ezra cursed them that they would not have any Levim who would ever serve them. Would ever serve the Kohanim there, and it had remained that way for centuries, and no Levim lived there. There are some particular stories about Levim coming, not living, getting sick, leaving, but that's the way it was in that particular island. So let's discuss this responsibility, the source, the reasons, and various halachas related to the Levim washing the hands of the Kohanim. So it starts off in the Gemara and the Sota Daf Lamed Tes. This is where almost all the halachas of Birchas Kohanim come up. 90% probably come up here in the Sugyas and Sota. And the Gemara tells us in number one here, make it a little bit bigger for you, Amri B'Shua ben Levi. Kol Kohen shelo nata yadav, any Kohen who did not wash the hands, lo yisas kapav, shenemar su yudechem kodesh u'barachos Hashem. If one had not washed the hands, they're not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. So the question is, when is it referring to washing hands at what point? So Rashi says, "Shalnat yadav lufnei alos ladochen." If they didn't wash the hands right before they went up to dochen, they're not allowed to do birchas kohanim. They need to wash the hands immediately before dochen, immediately before birchas kohanim. Tosos number three quotes another Perush Rashi, which he ends up saying he doesn't think is actually Rashi; it's a Talmud of Rashi because it's inconsistent with what Rashi himself just said. But he quotes anyways, number three, Perish Rashi, Amr li Rebbe, im nata yadav shachris, if a person washed his hands in the morning, v'nitar, ha-kohen enotarach lita yadav, kisha'ola l'duchen. You don't have to re-wash your hands again before duchening. Meaning you wake up in the morning, you wash negavasa properly, and you make sure that they stay tahor the whole day. You don't have to wash them again before duchening. Tosus says this can't be Rashi himself, because Rashi says you do have to wash again right before you duchen. So again, one opinion says it's enough to wash in the morning as long as your hands remain tahor, and the other opinion says you have to wash again nonetheless right before duchen. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch number four, the Mechaber writes, "Af al pi shenata akohanim yedei mishachris, even though they may have washed their hands in the morning, still nonetheless chozrin v'nolin yedei ad haperek. They have to rewash their hands yet again." Shuchibur hayad hazara up until the wrist area, because we pass like Rashi, you have to wash yet again. There's a special kedusha, just like, for example, the Kohen Gadol or Yom Kippur. He goes to the mikvah multiple times, five times. Why isn't it enough to go just once in the morning? Because each time there's an additional level of kedusha that's added on, even though he didn't become tamei in between. Here as well, the washing of the hands for Birchas Kohanim is not about remaining tahor. That already was accomplished from the morning washing. There's some additional kedusha that's being added on while washing right before duchen. So that's the din. You have to wash again before duchen. Okay, so now who does this? So it's very interesting historically. I don't know much about the history of it, but the Beis Yosef, the times of 15th century, he points out, number 5 here, Shayu ha-Levim yotzkin ma'im ayidem, that the Levim would go ahead and wash the hand of the Kohanim. V'lo ha'isi yodeya me'ayin lehem davarze, the Beis Yosef didn't know where they found such a source. Litol ayidei ha-Levim, he didn't know. Ad she'iskenu Hashem, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakim, u'metzasiv mefurish b'medjish ha-Zohar. He found it in the Zohar, right, when the Beis Yosef wrote his parish, so, you know, a certain point in life, he didn't know everything. He didn't know all the Zohars. He knew all the Gemaras and the Rishonim, but later on in life, he was able to find the Zohar and Parshas Naso, which enlightened him to the basis of Levim washing the hand of the Kohanim. So what's the basis? So we're going to read the Zohar, as the Beis Yosef quotes him. It's a bit of a challenge because it's very Aramaic, but we'll do the best we can. Parshas Naso, he quotes. V'zeh l'shono, this is the quotation. Tana. Kohen d'bay l'parsa yadai. Kohen wants to spread his hand. That's Nesias Kapayim. Bay l'sosif kedusha kedusha. Needs to add kedusha on top of kedusha, delay. On his own kedusha, he needs to add on further kedusha. D'bay l'kacha yadai. He needs to sanctify his hands. Ayidei d'kadisha. Through one who is also kadosh. Meaning a kadosh person needs to wash the hands of the Kohanim. My Kaddisha, who is Kadosh that can wash the hands of the Kohanim? Duh, this is Leva, a Levi. Dibai Kohana Lita Kaddusha, Dimaya, they have to wash the hands with water from a Levi. Min Yadai, Dechsiv Vikidashis Alevim, the Levim themselves are Kodesh. Hashem says Vikidashis Levim, I sanctify them. Ha Eden Kaddishan, they are Kadosh. Uksivit says further by Levi, Gamas Echechamata Levi Vichuli, Shevet Avicha Klau. Either way, he quotes a pasuk, Mikan kol kohen deparas yadai. Any kohen who lifts his hands, who spreads his hands for nisias kapayim, boy lis akadusha, needs to sanctify his hand, aidei de kadisha, through another person who's kadosh, namely a Levi, lisosef kadusha akadusha, to add, to increase kadusha on already kadusha, velo yital kadusha, and not to wash hands in maya, mi bar nash achri, from another person, a non-Levi, meaning a the Lav Kedisha in Yisrael. So it's very clear from this Zohar that a Levi who himself is Kadosh has to add Kedusha to the Kohen's hands, but he can't let a Yisrael wash the hands of a Kohen. That's the din. Now after establishing that din, that the Levi is the one washing the hands of the Kohen, the Beit Yosef adds one more line here. Because of Od Sham, it says further there in the Zohar, Ubitzniusa de Safra, which is a particular section of the Zohar, Tana Levi des Kadesh Kana, a Levi who sanctifies the hands of the Kohen, he himself, the Levi himself, by Liskache Biknamaisa. First, Kodem this, the Levi has to wash his own hands first, V'chein Rar Linhoga. In other words, what should really take place is the Levi should wash his own hands, and then he should go ahead and wash the hands of the Kohanim. I have never seen this, I don't know if you have, and the Ramah, in number 6 in the Darche Moshe, says the Minog Einokain, that is not our practice, Ela Halevim Shofchen Ayidei Kohanim Velonatiyah. The Levim wash the hands of the Kohanim without having to wash their hands prior. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes as well. He says, HaLevi Yutzik Maim Ayadeim, number 7. The Levi washes the hands of the Kohanim. The Kodem Lachain, before this, Yitah HaLevi Yadav. The Mechaber says, the Levi should wash the hands first. That's the Mechaber. I wonder if the Svardim have that practice. However, V'lo Nogu Levim, Yitah Yadeim Techila. Nonetheless, the practice is that Levim don't actually wash the hands first. Rak Samchu Al Netilasan Shachris, they rely on the negovaser, the washing of the hands they had in the morning when they woke up. So this is the basis why and how the Levim wash the hands. So now a number of interesting shaylos come up. So what's the din? So when a Levi is going to wash hands, let's say you have a person who is davening Shemoneh Esrei. Normally, you're not allowed to walk in front of a person who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. Or let's say you're going to walk out, you're going to miss all these amens. You're going to miss the amen of all the Chazar Sashants. Is that acceptable? Or what happens if you walk out and there's no longer minyan anymore? So these are questions both for the Kohanim and Levim. Can they walk in front of a person davening again? They're going to miss all the amens. And what if there's no longer minyan? So let me share with you first some interesting shitas they have here on the side of the Dirshu Mishibur. I'm going to take off the share screen for a second just so I can see. Some of you like to see faces. So let's take a look for a second here. I'm going to read outside some of the shittas that found in the Dirshu Mishibur. The Mishibur writes that when Kohanim go up to Duchen, so sometimes it's impossible for them not to walk in front of a person davening Shemir Esrei. It's almost impossible. There are always people who are davening longer, and how do you not? So then you're stuck. You're supposed to just say, are you frozen? So you can't duchen that day because there's a guy davening in front? So the Chaznish writes that it's mutter to pass in front of the person who is davening in order to go up to do Birchas Kohanim. Because it's a mitzvah deraisa. That's how Chaznish paskin. Now, what if the Kohen needs to go wash his hands? Now remember, we said the Kohen might be able to rely on washing hands in the morning. And some say you should wash hands a second time. So we say you should wash a second time. But does that justify to walk in front of a person who's still davening Shemoneh Esrei? So Rabbi Yashiv was quoted as saying that you're allowed to walk in front of the davener to wash hands. Why? For two reasons. He says the two reasons why you're not allowed to walk in front of a person davening in general. One reason is you're going to distract him. Right? You walk in front of a person, he loses kavana. Rabbi Yashiv says, unfortunately, Bizman Azeb, people don't have much kavana, so we're not so concerned with distracting a person because they already are distracted. Okay, that's the unfortunate circumstance we live in right now. The second reason is because you're crossing in front of him, the Shekhinah. When a person davens, there's a more potent presence of the Shekhinah. So now to break that up between the mispalel and the Shekhinah, that would be inappropriate. But if it comes to a makom mitzvah, to wash the hands in order to duchen, that already would be acceptable. That's a tzarech mitzvah. That would be allowed. So therefore, he's allowed to go wash in front of people, even though he's to wash the hands and also to duchen. Now, what about a Levi? Can a Levi walk in front of a person so he can wash the hands of the Kohen? Is that something that's acceptable? So they quote here from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Ish Yisrael. That's mutter to do so. That's also crucial for washing the hands, and therefore he's allowed to cross in front. Rabbi Yashiv wasn't sure whether or not he has the right to walk in front of them. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky paskined that one should not, a Levi should not, find someone else to do it. Find a different Levi, find perhaps a Bechor, as we'll see shortly, how that works exactly. So it becomes a very interesting discussion whether or not a Levi is allowed to walk in front of a person davening. Let's look together at a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak on this topic. Here, number 9, the Minchas Yitzchak writes, he was talking about the topic of washing hands, going to wash hands, walking in front of a person who's davening. So take a look here, which says, Hinei Bevadai, the bold. Bevadai im yachol lesadir b'ofen, asher lo haya tzarech la'avor lefneim, yesh la'asos kein. If you're able to get around the problem, you know, walk maybe a longer route to the washing station, to avoid the issue entirely, that's certainly the best approach. Ach, bizdamnus shelo efshelo, if it's an impossible path to the washing station without crossing in front of a person davening, he says, "Usser lavor dal toch dal amos lefnem." And we know you can't walk in front of a person dal amos of him davening. Aval b'tideyem mutter lavor v'lamod. But to stand on the side, to walk on the side of a person who's davening, that's already allowed. Even though it's a machlokes, but the Zohar Kodesh writes, continuing the bold, the Zohar HaKadosh writes, Aser af mitzideyim toch dal amos. The Zohar felt there's a whole like force field, a dal amos of radius around the person at the front and on the sides. You can't walk even on the sides. So that would be problematic as well. And this is brought down, Huva b'kaf achayim sham. The Kaf achayim quotes such a Zohar. They have to be careful about walking on the side of a mispalo. Aval mevur sham, it's clear from the Kaf achayim, diletzarech mitzvah, if there's a need for a mitzvah, yesh lismoch al ha-shulchan aruch. Person should rely and can rely on the shulchan aruch. Gam be'inin lav or lefan of lamu mevur mishabur sham the ma'agani v'am aser el yirabah mutter. So there's a machlokis. So he says, when it comes to walking on the side, if there's no other way, you could certainly walk on the side because it's only the Zohar that asers the side. Shulchan aruch allows you to walk on the side of the davener. But to walk in front, that also is a machlokis. And he concludes by saying, efshir lahakel b'makom adachak ayin sham. It's possible, says the Mishnah Berurah, that there's room to be makel in a case of need to walk in front of a person. Ubevadai letzarech mitzvah kimakom adchak dami. And certainly, when it comes to performing a mitzvah, such as washing the hand of the kohanim, that's considered makom adchak, and therefore that would be allowed. Okay, so what comes out is clearly that both the kohen and Levi, in order to wash hands and to go duchen, are allowed to walk in front of a person davening. Now, what would the halacha be if there is no Levi present? And that happens sometimes. I've never been there because I'm always a Levi, obviously. But there are instances where there are no levim. So what should a kohen do? Should you have a Yisrael do it? Should the kohen wash it on his own? So Mishnah Berurah here, number 10, quotes as follows. Uch she'ein levi yutak b'chor peterechem. If there's no levi that's available, best to have a b'chor peterechem, a firstborn. We'll see which firstborn that is in just a second. Because duhu gam kein kadosh k'tas, there's a little kedusha for b'chor peterechem. Right, if you recall, when the Zohar said the reason why a Levi has to sanctify and wash the hand, because a Levi himself has a certain level of Kedusha. So along those same lines, the same logic would dictate that a Bechor also has a certain level of Kedusha, and therefore does qualify to wash the hands and serve the Kohen. The im ein gam Bechor, if there's no Levi, nor are there any Bechors there, tov shiyat el Kohen ba'atzmo, better that a Kohen washes hands, Mishayatik Yisrael al Yada, then a Yisrael washes hands, because that reminds us of what we saw in the Zohar, that Dafka, a person who's Kadosh, but not a Zar, not a non-Kohen, a non-Levi. The Magen Rambam explains that based on this idea of the Mishnah Berurah, that a Bechor Peterechem, a firstborn child, can wash the hands in the absence of a Levi, he writes in number 11, V'im ein sham Levi, let's say there's no Levi, Yad Yitzuk Bechor Shu Peterechem Shu Kadosh al Yado, Umashma Milishono. It sounds like the Bechor le'aim dafka, only a Bechor to the mother, aval Bechor la'av levad, if it's a Bechor to the father, lo matino kedusha ha'inna. There's no kedusha nowadays. In other words, that let's say you have the parents have you know, get remarried. So if the it's a father's first child, but the mother already had a child, this is the second child, let's say, for example, for the mother, but the father's Bechor, that doesn't qualify. There's no special Indian of a Bechor, father's Bechor. The truth is there is with respect to Yerusha. When it comes to Yerusha, so the father's oldest child would get a piece shine, would get double portion, but that has nothing to do with Kedusha. That has to do with halachas of Yerusha. But when it comes to a Bechor of the mother, even though the father, let's say, has a few other children, and this is the mother's first child, that he got remarried to another woman, so now it's her first child, that child is chayv in pidyon haben. There's a certain kedusha. And you have to redeem that child from the kohen by giving five slime. So there's a certain level of kedusha to a bechor peterechem. So that's what the Magen Rambam means, that in the absence of a levi, a bechor of a mother, a peterechem, a pidyon haben bechor, they can go ahead and wash the hands of the kohen. Now the Magen Rambam writes, what happens if you have a levi who's a talmid chacham, and the Kohen is an Am Haaretz? Would that be inappropriate for the Levi, Chacham, to wash the hands of the Am Haaretz? So the Magen Rambam writes in number 12. Im ha-Levi Chacham, va-Kohanim Am Haaretz, the Chachamim are ignorant people, but they have great Yichus, ein tzarech litein mayim ayadem, rak yitel ba'atzmo. The Levi could say, you know what, you could do it on your own, I'm not going to be mochel my kavod, and you wash your hands. It's a little bit insulting, but in the end of the day, there's an Indian of showing kavod le Torah. But at the end, he quotes, I don't know, here at the end, they quote another opinion, the Cholik, that another opinion argues and says, not true, a Levi across the board has to wash the hands of the Kohanim. That's how a Levi's purpose in this world is to serve the Kohen, regardless of their stature, their standing in Limud HaTorah. Levi always serves the Kohen. It's actually an interesting idea of the Brisk Rav, I think it's from. There's a sefer called Emek Bracha, Rav Pomerantz, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and there he writes, when I recall, there's a discussion, you know, when it comes to benching, we've briefly discussed this, so that's actually a good topic. When it comes to benching, we know we're mechabed a kohen to lead benching. Now, what happens if there's no kohen? Should you give it to a Levi instead? So, in Emek Bracha, he writes that a Levi's kedusha is only there, relevant, in the context, in the presence of a kohen. A Levi is there to serve a Kohen. But if there's no Kohen, then a Levi loses the Kedusha. There's no Kedusha for a Levi. His only Kedusha is vis-a-vis the Kohen. So if there's no Kohen, the Levi has no purpose. So to be mechabit him to lead benching would be meaningless because there's no Kedusha. Now that's part of a larger discussion. Maybe Levi does taka, have his own Kedusha. Maybe it doesn't. But either way, the Magen Rambam says that there's an opinion that even if the Levi is a Talmid Chacham, and a Kohen is Am Aretz, a Levi's job in this world is to simply serve a Kohen, regardless of the Torah knowledge that he has. So that's what comes out from all this. And that's how we practice. A Levi should wash the hands of the Kohanim. Now, there is an interesting discussion You know, many times we have a lot of levim and very little kohanim. So what do you do? Everybody wants to get a hand in it. So people start sticking their hands in. They put their finger on the washing cup. Is that something that's acceptable or not acceptable? So you have different opinions found in the poskim. Rav Yasha felt it was inappropriate because that's not derech netila. Derech netila is where one guy pours it on the other guy. Having two people and even more than that would not be normal, and therefore he felt it was not correct to do so. Other poskim felt that no, it shows the chavivas hamitzvah. They all want to run out to do the mitzvah. They all want to run out and go do this, and therefore they would go ahead and allow for multiple people to hold on to the washing station. Ah, granted, it's not the normal netila. Okay, in the end of the day, it shows the chavivas they really want to partake in the mitzvah. So take a look now. What about the concern of missing an amen? I believe I once heard that Rav Soloveitchik, who was a Levi, he did not go out to the Duchen because he was very makbid during Chazaras HaShatz to keep his feet together and as if it was a continuation of Shemona Esrei, and therefore he would not go out to wash hands. So I don't remember where I saw this. I think that's said in his name. And, this would, I don't know if he assumed everyone should do this, but this is his own personal practice, and there's certainly basis for such a practice, but the Minhag HaOlam is not to do that. And the Minhag HaOlam is to have Levim to go out and wash hands during Chazar Hashatz. So now, one tricky time it comes up is during Rosh Hashanah davening. You don't want to miss shofar, so you always try to time it right with the Baal Musaf. This way, all the Levim and Kohanim are in, so nobody misses it. But you're bound to miss an Amen here and an Amen there. Is that problematic? So number 13, the Tshuva Shevet Levi, Chelek Ches, Simen Mem Zayin, addresses this point. And he writes, if you read just the bold, U'minag Gado, there's a great minag, v'chol tfusos Yisrael, throughout all the different communities of Am Yisrael, losiv kedusha ayidei kedushas levim, that we should wash hands through levim, v'ein lach shosh im ayidei zeh yisbatel ba'ones mitzvah me'anies aminim. Don't be concerned that you're missing all these amins. It's not a problem. It's an onus. You have an obligation, or you have at least a strong minag to go wash the hands. So don't be concerned with missing an amin. Go ahead with full confidence. Now, the Tshuvas Hanhagos, Rav Shermach, he writes that although maybe a person can miss an amen when washing the hands, but what if a person, you take away the minyan, right? There's no minyan anymore. There's 10 people in the minyan, one Kohen, one Levi, they both walk out, you're now down to 8 people. You don't have a minyan anymore. There's a halach in general that if you start a certain section of the Shemona Esrei, or Tefillah, I should say, with a minyan, even though a person walked out, you could continue that section. So let's say, for example, you start Chazaras HaShatz, Baruch Atah Hashem, and there's a minyan, and then sometime in the middle, one guy walks out, you're down to 9. You don't have to stop cold turkey. You're allowed to continue doing that. You could continue Tachanun. You could even continue the Kaddish afterwards, but at Asher Yuval Tzion, that's considered a separate section. You could say Asher Yuval Tzion without a minyan, but you can't say the Kaddish after Yuval Tzion because you don't have a minyan. So each section goes in parts. So, at first glance, that if you started Chazaras HaShatz and the minyan walked out, so you could still continue to do so. But should the Kohen Levi walk out in the first place to ruin the minyan? So Rav Shimrach writes here, near Pashit, it's obvious. Shim Ein Asara, Shomim L'Chazaras HaShatz. If they're not 10 people listening, meaning 10 people plus the Chazan listening to Chazaras HaShatz, Lo Yatza Levi Mi Beis Knesses. The Levi should not exit the shul, Kedei Litol Yad HaKohen. Let the Kohen wash his own hands. V'af shadin hu dechazen shishchil chazaras hashatz. Basara, even though the halacha is when a chazan starts chazaras hashatz with the minyan, mamshich gam kshein asar, he could continue to finish it even though you no longer have the minyan. Chutz minisis kapayim gufa, except for nisis kapayim, fine. Ein ber lacha. Yukomakam ikar mitzvah the chazaras hashatz basar dafka. But still, the primary mitzvah chazaras hashatz is with 10 people. So yes, if someone left, you could continue. We wouldn't tell him to leave. We want the guy to stay. That's certainly the best practice. The high mitzvah, he writes, in reading the bold, this mitzvah of Chazaras HaShatz is adifa, greater, more important, mi mitzvahs Levi litzok, more important than the Levi washing hands. Meaning you have to make a decision. Is it better to have a Levi wash his hand and miss the minyan, or better to have a minyan and not have the Levi wash his hand? And he says, Rosh Shurmach Paskin, that he felt the mitzvah of a 10 listening to Chazaras HaShatz is more essential then the Levi washing the hand, shurak malah b'mitzvah. It's just a added level of the Levi washing the hand, but it's not a real strong obligation. The Koshkin certainly, shein lo le-Levi lavor k'negedim espalel l'shem zeh. And he argued what we saw above. He felt the Levi should not cross in front of the path of a person davening Shemini Esrei, it's not that important. Ube'emes, misupakani, I'm in a question, afil kishyesh asara, even if there are 10 people, im kedai lelevi levate lezeh Shemini Esrei chazar tashat tzvanis amin. I just wonder in general. You could have 500 people in a minyan, and 5 levim walk out, is it really worth a levi missing every amin just for the inyan of washing hands? V'myesh v'lav hachi levi acher, shiyat zelito, if you know there's another levi going out there, then vade lo yivato gamu. You don't have to go also. As long as there's one levi, you don't need 2, 3, 4 levim. One levi, he'll miss it, but every other levi should stay and listen. Shemitzas amen rabba himod. Saying amen is so powerful, so important, and he says, v'timihani sheposkim lo hiskir dinzeh. He's so bothered that people don't raise this question. Where are the other poskim there? It seems certain, at least in the amongst where we live, where we only do it on Yom Tovim, where all of him go out. All of him go out. You want to go out. It's exciting for the Levi. It's exciting to do this. It's important to show that you're a Levi as well. But when it happens every single day, like in Eretz Yisrael, or like in Sfardi Minyanim, so maybe this would ring true, that maybe not every Levi should go out. Not sure. But it does become a very interesting question that one has to weigh in. But it seems from before that Rabbi Yasha felt, and Rav Azar felt, that you shouldn't be concerned at all. Go out and wash hands with the Levi, because Amen is important, but still, nonetheless, your onus, because you have the chance to perform the mitzvah. Now, he does point out here, continuing reading in the bold, Mihu, the paragraph Mihu, Kishmagiyas man haregel. When it comes to the time of the Yom Tov, even though all year round in Eretz Yisrael, they're busy doing Birchas Kohanim every single day, it's like a 1, 2, 3 thing, but when the regel comes, even the Rav Shirmach will agree, Roy l'chol levi litol azideh kohanim. Every levi should make sure during the regel to wash the hands of the kohen. Shebezeh, because through this, mar leprakim, you'll show periodically, shemachzik asma kalevi, that you're a levi. The person starts seeing, you know, during the washing hands that you're staying inside, you might be, they might suspect you of not being a levi. V'chein reisi lemaran hagon rav, the brisker rav, Rav Yitzhak Zev Salvechik, Zetzal, he would, haya levi, who's a levi, v'diktek al kapanim beregel litol yedeh kohen, kohen l'sinis kapayim, that he would be makbid, even though the rest of the year, seemingly he wouldn't be so makbid, but he would definitely be makbid on the regel to go and wash your hands. Even a Tamar Chacham, even the Brisker Rav, would go out and wash hands as Levi, just to kind of make it clear that he is a Levi. Okay, so I think we covered all the major points now. So I don't know if anyone has any requested topics or not for next week. But if not, I'll research something else, or I'll find... Oh, here, I see someone in the chat. Let's just see if anyone makes any suggestions. Very good. Okay, fine. They say that apparently that the Kotel, they only wash before Star Adam, they don't wash again. Okay, excellent. Very good. Okay, either way, we'll...